Senate Appropriations Committee rejects an amendment that would give the Office of Personnel Management an extra $37 million to make IT upgrades sooner rather than later. Senate Appropriations Committee Vice Chair Barbara Mikulski offered the amendment. She says OPM needs to fix its IT infrastructure immediately. Described the amendment as emergency funding. Zal Azmi is President, Chief Operating Officer of MTAS Technologies, former Chief Information Officer at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and he says agencies may need to rethink cybersecurity entirely. Zal, it's terrific to talk to you. Thank you very much for coming on the program today. As you look at what's happened in response to the OPM cyber breach, what do you see that's causing you to say maybe we should think differently entirely about how we're doing cybersecurity? Thanks for your time today, Zal.
Thank you for being on the program, Francis. Really appreciate the opportunity. We talk about cybersecurity quite a bit. I mean, it's been in the news for the last decade almost constantly, and we have seen a number of different breaches. Security is part of the building block of the organization. Unfortunately, in our case, us being the United States government, we have a lot of legacy applications and data holes. And that legacy system has not been addressed appropriately when we are looking at cybersecurity, because most of these systems, either they have some embedded security, or some of them were written in a programming language that is no longer supported. Yet they are still being used by the government because there's not adequate attention given to revamping this infrastructure. So when we're looking at cybersecurity, we should look at it from end to end. It's our concern is always about stealing the data. But how about those intruders who are actually sitting in our enterprise? They're not stealing anything from one enterprise, but they're using it as a launching pad to steal something from another enterprise. So we have to look at the enterprise holistically. And I always term this as a situational awareness issue. If we don't know what is part of our enterprise and if we don't know who's sitting in our enterprise, we're not going to be able to prevent the next attack. So situational awareness is really, really important, and it should be the building block of every application, every infrastructure that we put in place. We need to know all of our digital assets that are part of our enterprise and protect it.
And we are right then to consider the people who are part of the network as part of those security assets. If we're going to want to make sure that our identity management strategies are appropriate and correct and secure, then it strikes me that we should maybe begin to consider the people who are not just the IT people, but everybody who is able to log onto a network as a potential security asset and not just as a potential insider threat, either malicious or innocent.
You know, you're bringing up a great point, and you're absolutely correct. I mean, every person who interacts with our system, you know, we talk about multi-factor authentication, we're talking about security footprints. I mean, we have to, the same way we actually monitor the activity of our applications, who is accessing it, when it's being accessed, what data is copied, what data is printed, we should do the same thing with the people who are actually interacting with the enterprise because they are part of the organization. And statistics shows that 68% of these breaches happen because the people, the elements, the people actually interact with the system do not take appropriate security measures. So it's not as much as technology as the people who present, in this case, the weakest link when it comes to our cybersecurity posture.
How do we go about paying for the investment then? And I guess, first of all, should we start to think of training and all of the people support that's necessary in cybersecurity as an investment? If so, how do we go about making sure that that investment is specified and protected within budget, Zal?
You know, I think training is the building block of our workforce, regardless of their cybersecurity professionals or not. I believe that everyone who actually touches the keyboard in our government space should have basic cybersecurity training. Department of Defense had a great idea when they introduced the 8570 certification program, which basically they identified specific level of training for a specific level of interaction with the system. So every individual who was interacting with the DoD systems, must have certain level of certification or training. This is a model that should be also adapted by the federal government, and we should see it on this side as well. So when we are working as a system administrator, we should have a different level of security training. If we are a database administrator, different. If we're just an admin person on the network, we should have a different level of security certification and understanding so we can, as individuals, prevent some of the major security risks that are introduced by us inadvertently in many cases.
You make a great point in a note that you sent me last week about acquisition and how it applies to cybersecurity. You write, if we want to fix things in 30 days, alluding, I imagine, to the 30-day sprint that Tony Scott's put in place, it's just about wrapped up, actually, then we should be able to acquire the capabilities in 30 days. I don't know if anybody believes that that's possible right now. I guess it is in some cases. One of the things that I've talked to Richard Spires and others about is the possibility of some kind of an acquisition express lane for cybersecurity technology. Is that a concept that you think makes sense?
Absolutely. Actually, in my previous job at the Federal Bureau of Investigation at the FBI, actually, I advocated for FBI Cyber Division to have a different acquisition cycle. Because when we are trying to stop intruders into our network, people who do not apply by FAR and people who do not have an acquisition cycle, I mean, they can literally walk to Best Buy, buy a laptop. Next thing you know, they are sitting at a Starbucks and have a free Wi-Fi launching attacks against our networks. We should provide the same, not the same, but close to a streamlined acquisition process so we can buy the latest technologies and capabilities, because without it, we will be always in a disadvantage. I mean, our budget cycle is 3 years. So this year we're submitting a budget for 2018. So we are way behind when it comes to the acquisition process, and I wholeheartedly support what Richard has said in this space.
I can understand the issue there. I also understand the oversight question that Congress is going to ask, which is, if you ask for $5 for cybersecurity in the 2018 cycle, how are we going to know that's enough, not enough, and that it's going to be applied in the right places? We certainly can't speculate whether it's going to be applied in the right places. So there'll be more freedom, I imagine, that will be required for your colleagues who are still in government to be able to spend the money on the things that they need to spend it on, depending what the threat landscape looks like at that point in time. But I guess you can understand the apprehension of setting a number now for 2 years from now in a space like this, Sal.
You know, the budget process has been always a difficult one for us in the government, because you have to basically forecast what you need 2 years from now. And the technology space and cybersecurity space is very, very difficult because it's constantly changing. And we don't know what the threat vectors would be 2 years from now. We don't know what kind of technologies will be available to our adversaries. We don't know what kind of technologies will be available in the market to protect ourselves. So suggesting a budget right now in terms of where we're going to invest it 2 years from now, it is a tough job. It's very, very difficult for people to actually forecast something like that. And I think unless we do something drastically when it comes to cybersecurity and the acquisition process and submitting our budget, I'm afraid we will always be behind.